For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. As of Monday, more than a dozen Riverside County social services locations have expanded lobby hours. Residents can apply for food, cash, housing, health, workforce training, and other assistance programs. Locations in Indio, Moreno Valley, Hemet, and Norco will be open Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and noon. Last year, DPSS administered $1.5 billion in self-sufficiency benefits to 750,000 residents in Riverside County, the nation's 10th most populous county. It's been 80 years since entertainment legend Bob Hope performed his first USO show in front of military personnel at March Field. Hope aired the performance on his NBC radio show by broadcasting nationally from the on-site gymnasium, marking the first of many USO performances and creating a legacy that lives on. 80 years later, the March Field Gym, where Hope's first performance took place, still stands with a dedication plaque honoring the beloved superstar. In celebration of the anniversary of Hope's first USO show, the Bob Hope USO at March Air Reserve Base will host a drive-through meal distribution today, May 5th, to strengthen service members and their families by providing them with a Cinco de Mayo lunch. For the past 8 decades, the USO has adapted to the evolving needs of the military and has been providing morale-boosting entertainment, delivering millions of care packages and meals, offering impactful career transition programming, and providing opportunities to connect with loved ones. California's recall election went into full swing Tuesday with a campaign launch featuring a live bear and embattled Governor Gavin Newsom defending his record managing the state through a tumultuous year. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Republican John Cox launched his campaign in Sacramento alongside a 7-foot, 1,000-pound Kodiak bear named Tag. The bear ambled behind the GOP challenger, eating cookies tossed by his handler, while Cox bemoaned the current state of California.
California can be a beautiful state once again, but that means we need to recall our pretty boy governor, Gavin Newsom.
The Southern California businessman lost to Newsom in 2018 by nearly 24 points. He criticized the Democratic governor's management of the state and blamed him for record-breaking wildfires, power blackouts, and drawn-out business closures over the past year.
That's real-world impacts from a lack of leadership, frankly. And I think the people of this state need to have that hit home. And if the bear helps bring the message home, I'm happy to have it.
Newsom held his own campaign event soon after, his first in-person appearance focused on the recall.
Now is not the time to waste hundreds of millions of dollars on a recall effort that is nothing more than a partisan power grab.
The governor did not comment directly on specific candidates or their attacks. Transgender TV star and Olympic gold medalist Caitlyn Jenner also dropped her first campaign video.
The government is now involved in every part of our lives. They've taken our money, our jobs, and our freedom.
Jenner calls herself a compassionate disruptor and criticized Newsom as out of touch. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
A federal judge is weighing whether Pacific Gas and Electric violated its criminal probation by sparking a wildfire north of San Francisco. The fire destroyed more than 100 homes and injured 6 firefighters in October 2019. Prosecutors and attorneys for PG&E appeared at a hearing Tuesday before U.S. District Judge William Alsup. The hearing came a month after the Sonoma County District Attorney charged the company with 5 felony and 28 misdemeanor counts in the fire. PG&E has accepted investigators' findings that its transmission line ignited the fire, but it has denied committing any crimes. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.